you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
It makes the joke get watered down when you have to explain it. So I'm like, why did Brandy give in to that Twitter troll?
What's good? Welcome back to another episode of DX Daily, the podcast where we keep you up to date on all things hip-hop music culture. And as you know, it's brought to you by Hip Hop DX. And I am one of your lovely hosts, Asia Sky.
And I'm your other host, A-Dub.
It's Thursday, and we got to talk about the Migos. Quavo and Takeoff look like they're stepping away from the group for a minute and working on their own track together. Then we have to talk about this new New York Senate bill where they are limiting the use of rap lyrics in the courtroom. And we have to talk about Jack Harlow because he and Brandy are kind of beefing right now, which is weird. That's a sentence I thought I never would say, but they've had a bit of a back and forth recently, so we got to delve into that. But first, please follow the podcast. Please hit that subscribe button if you haven't done so already. Also, make sure you rate the podcast. Give us those 5 stars when you subscribe to us. Yeah, we thank you for that. We appreciate the support. Now let's jump in. All right, so let's get started with the Migos. Quavo and Takeoff are teaming up to form their own group, actually, outside of the Migos. This new group is going to be under the alias Unk and Few. Obviously, their familial relationship is that Quavo is Takeoff's uncle, so Unk and Few is only fitting for their name. Quavo actually took to Instagram to announce it on Wednesday, May 18th. He shared the cover art for their new song, and it looks to be inspired by the 1998 cult classic film Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Yeah, so once they announced that, a lot of people started noticing, you know, of course, Offset is not part of this new duo. It's just Quavo and Takeoff. So people always check the follows, and they noticed that Offset and Cardi B unfollowed Quavo and Takeoff on Instagram, and it looks like they did the same thing in return. So Quavo and Takeoff unfollowed them as well. So that is now sparking some Migos breakup rumors.
Messy. Mm-hmm. Is there a conspiracy afoot?
I think so.
I think there might be. I don't know. It's always in the follows. The follows always tell it all, because if they were actually, you know, following each other before, they were actually tapped in, you know, posting each other's stuff, and now all of a sudden they unfollowed. Sometimes an unfollow is just an unfollow, but both of them together, Cardi and Offset, both unfollowed. Yeah, that seems like something that was discussed in the household. I'll put it like that. And then also the group thing alone, like Takeoff and Quavo doing Unk and Drew, that wouldn't be a problem in itself, I don't think, because New Edition had like 3 different groups within New Edition, probably 4 at this point. And then people were doing solo things too. So you might have had like 8 acts just from New Edition alone. So groups branching off and doing other things with each other by itself is not an issue. But when you couple that with the unfollowing, yeah, there might be some drama brewing there. What do we think the drama could possibly be about, though? Creative differences, differences in artistic direction. 2 people want to work on the album. The other person doesn't want to work on the album. Like, what could these differences possibly be that have caused them to unfollow each other and form a new group, a subgroup?
I think it could be any of those reasons. They last put out, it was like Culture 3, right? And I was like, maybe a year ago now, 6 months, a year ago now. And we really haven't heard anything from either 3, unless it was like a feature here and there. So I would think maybe Quavo and Takeoff being family, maybe they do want to do something different. Maybe it is a different sound. I don't know how this new single is going to sound, the Hotel Lobby, but it kind of makes me seem, since they unfollowed, that maybe Offset didn't know. Maybe they kind of just dropped this. I don't know.
That could be something. Yeah. That could be something. They could have sprung it on him. I don't think it should be a problem, though, for them to want to try something new artistically. They should, in fact, do that, because just like you said right now, you don't even know when Culture 3 came out. You're like 6 months, a year. It came and went. Like, the staying power of Culture 3 was definitely not what it was for the first Culture. So if you guys teaming up and doing the Culture albums is not what's inspiring right now, it's not really moving the needle, yes, try something new. Maybe Offset tries something by himself. Maybe he and Quavo try something. Maybe they do different variations, or maybe they go and work with other people, do a joint project with somebody else like they like to do, like any of those things. But I do think a discussion should be had. We don't know. Maybe Offset did know, but if he didn't know, yeah, that is, I could see why you would be a little salty. Like, oh, dang, so y'all wasn't going to tell me y'all was just linking up at the studio now? Like, usually in the group message with all three of us, y'all say we pulling up to the studio, but now it's just you and Takeoff in the studio. I could see how one would feel away about that.
Yeah, for sure. I would have, if I was in a group and we had this whole Migos thing, taking over the world, taking over the culture, and then I just see this on my Instagram, I probably feel salty too, but you know, people check them and follows and it starts drama too. So,
all right. Yeah. Well, let's keep our eye on this one because we got to see if they follow each other back at any point. Then that, I guess that's how we'll know it's all good.
Right.
All right. Now let's talk about the New York Senate. They just passed a bill recently limiting the use of rap lyrics during trial. We talked about this a couple of different times on the podcast. This is one of the things that Jay-Z was working on, and this is for the state of New York. So this is not for the entire U.S., but as far as New York goes, they passed Bill S7527, also known as Rap Music on Trial, which can limit the creative expression being used as a part of evidence in criminal cases. So for certain people, this is going to be good. This is going to be very helpful. Maybe people like Casanova and other different rappers that are behind bars right now. Certain New York rappers that are behind bars. With this new bill, prosecutors will now have to go to extreme circumstances to prove that the artist's lyrics are literal rather than figurative or fictional. Jay-Z, Meek Mill, Killer Mike, Fat Joe, all of them were all major co-signers of this bill and kind of pushed to help make this happen. And I think it's a great thing because it's like, in the words of Kim K, I just love to evoke this phrase all of the time. Get your ass up and work. Meaning go find the evidence. Don't just say, hey, here, you said this in a song, so that means you did this, case closed. Like, no, that is the slipperiest slope right there. Go out there, go find the evidence to prove that this person did what you say they did, and then let that be that. Let's not start taking the art forms and saying, okay, that means this is really literal. Because you can say, if we're going to prosecute somebody for everything they say in a rap song, every rapper out, 99% of them will be locked up if we're going to do that. But yeah, so I thought this was an interesting bill that they passed, and I thought it was a bit of a win for hip hop on this one.
Yeah, definitely a win for sure. And it does say that the pending bill still needs to be passed by the New York State Assembly before it can be presented to the governor and then signed into law. And it says legislation is also said to be a trailblazer in the space and the first of its kind when it comes to lyrics in the courtroom. So it's a step for sure. And I mean, at least we're starting somewhere.
Right, right. And the fact that it even got this far is a win already. But we need a push to get it all the way through so it can get signed into law. So yeah, hopefully it does though. Hopefully it does. And hopefully other states start to follow suit as well.
Exactly.
All right, now last, let's talk about Jack Harlow, because I never would have thought that he would be semi-beefing with Brandy. It's a friendly, it's a nice beef, if that's even a thing. That's like an oxymoron, but they are going back and forth a little bit after Jack Harlow's appearance on Hot 97, where it went viral, where he didn't know that Brandy and Ray J were siblings. From the clip, I kind of thought Jack Harlow might not have known who Brandy was altogether, but that remains to be seen. But yeah, so after they played all of these various different songs and tried to get Jack Harlow to guess the artist, he couldn't guess the Brandy song. They try to give him the hint, basically saying like her brother has famous sex tape or whatever they alluded to, the Ray J and Kim Kardashian sex tape. And he was like, you know, Ray J and Brandy are siblings? Who's Ray J's sister? Basically, he had no clue. And Brandy caught wind of this. And she had things to say, or something to say.
Yes, so she finally said something on Twitter, and she was like, I will murk this dude in rap at 43 on his own beats and then sing his ass to sleep. And then a Twitter user had called her out saying, oh, Brandy, you're late. Like, this video been out. You're just now saying something. And Brandy was like, I know I'm mad late, but it was a joke. I didn't know he rapped, so I was just poking. But I see now this is a big thing a few days ago. And she says, see, I can have a little fun, too. Hee-hee, all love. So, a nice beat.
She shouldn't have cleared it up. Come on, bro. We know you were playing. Like, is this what social media has come to, where you have to explain to somebody, hey, I was joking. I'm literally not trying to rap battle Jack Harlow? Like, why does Brandy have to follow up and explain that? I feel like that should have been understood from the first tweet. No?
Right. It makes the joke get watered down when you have to explain it. So I'm like, why did Brandy give in to that Twitter troll?
Right. And then Jack Harlow had a little response of his own, which I thought was very clever. He said, "I always knew that one day they try to bring me down, way down." Obviously in reference, see, I feel like I don't have to explain. I shouldn't have to explain it. But obviously in reference to Brandy's collaboration with Kanye West, she was featured on his song Bring Me Down, and that was a part of her lyrics. So very cute little back and forth, fun, haha, jokey joke. Feel like this is one of the like friendliest online back and forths that we've seen pretty much as of late.
Yeah, definitely as of recently. A little fun little banter, but a lot of people were getting on Jack Harlow for not knowing Angels in Disguise, being I think the song came out in 1998 and Jack Harlow, they said, would have been just 2 months old. So how can you expect him to know the song? But a lot of people are like, oh, he needs to do his research and he needs to know the classics, but can we be mad at Jack Harlow for not knowing a song that came out when he was 2 months old?
If Jack Harlow wasn't a rapper, probably, yeah. Like, I feel like we shouldn't be mad at him. Like, it's completely plausible for somebody born in 1998 to not know a song that came out in the 90s. But I just feel like if you gonna say you love the genre, well, I mean, it's hip hop. So if his knowledge of hip hop and rap is what it needs to be, then I feel like you would probably know who Brandy is, like just based on certain collaborations and things like that. But you got people that are even younger than Jack Harlow who are going back and doing the research. People younger than us who know people like Anita Baker and Patti LaBelle and these types of legends. So if you're going to be in it, like go back. Go back. I go back with music all the time. I can tell you songs from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, every decade after. If you're, you know, really into it, You should go back and listen to the classics. You should go back and listen to these songs that are being sampled. And you hear these samples in songs from 2022. Go back and look up the samples and get yourself exposed. Like, do the Googles. Do your homework. Do your research. And really be about your craft. Like, you know, you can always build upon the knowledge that you already have. Because Jack Harlow might have a good knowledge of 90s and 80s hip-hop itself since he's a rapper. But hip-hop and R&B go hand in hand. So you should know R&B as well. So I don't think it's like a huge knock on him. Like, I think people did a lot with it on social media, trying to make it about him being a culture vulture and all of that. I don't think it's that, but I just think it's just a little bit uninformed.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. And now I wouldn't be surprised if, say, Jack Harlow come with a song that samples Brandy at this point. I feel like that's going to be coming next. So
that would be dope. He should sample Brandy. That would be fire. Or sample her, put the song out, and then come back and get Brandy on the remix. I think that would be a dope situation.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I would love to see that.
All right. Jack Harlow, make it happen, man. That's what we want to see. That's how you make up for this, okay?
Right.
All right. That's a good note to end on today. That's going to conclude today's episode of DX Daily. As always, subscribe to this podcast on all platforms and subscribe to our YouTube channel as well, which is Hip Hop DX.
And be sure to follow us on all of our socials, like our Instagram, our Twitter, and our TikTok, which is All Hip Hop DX.
All right. We will see you tomorrow with more daily news.
See ya.